This is episode 1061. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to another episode of Meditating for Your Five Senses. That's our theme this week. We explore a different theme every single week. And this week is all about meditating with your five senses. And what we've been exploring is how each of your senses impacts your mindfulness, how present you feel. And in today's episode, you're going to explore your sense of smell with a simple breathing technique. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast, customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week. Well, as you explore your sense of smell, keep in mind that this is a technique that may surprise you quite a bit. In fact, as you explore your sense of smell, even if you're in a room by yourself and you really can't smell much when you first sit down to meditate, if you sit there for even a few minutes and just notice your breath, you will be very surprised at the different scents that waft your way. So you'll start to pick up on subtle scents. Now, there may be a strong, overwhelming smell around you, but you'll also be able to break away from that and notice other completely separate scents around you. And as you know, animals have profoundly powerful sense of smell. Well, you can also enhance your sense of smell, maybe not quite as much as some of these animals, but you can still develop your sense of smell to a high level. And this will help you to become more mindful. Mindfulness is all about tuning in to the present moment. And when you feel as though your senses are dull, it's pretty difficult to tap into yourself. When you feel alive and engaged in your environment, whether or not you're in a crowded place or in an isolated place, when you're still able to engage your five senses, this helps you to become mindful and present, keenly present to the moment. I was reading a documentary about a woman who is walking around the world by herself. And so she's walked in lots and lots of isolated places. And she said that after she's been out walking for a few months, because she'll walk for just about a year at a time as she completes her quest around the world, she will notice, if she's in an isolated area, she'll notice when humans are within a few miles range from her, because she says that she can smell and detect different brands of shampoo and fragrances several miles away from where she is. So when we are able to be very tuned in to ourselves and our surroundings, our senses become incredibly elevated. And that's likely because this is a sense of survival. In fact, that's why animals have such a very powerful sense of smell. So for you, as you're getting ready to sit down and meditate, or even to walk around doing your errands while still doing this technique, take a moment to stop and simply inhale and notice the scents around you. Do it right now. Do you notice that? See if you can pick out a few different scents. You'll notice that the more delicately you inhale through your nose, the easier it is to detect these different scents around you. And it's pretty exciting to do this because you feel a little like you have a new superpower where once you couldn't smell anything, now you're detecting all these different senses. So take this technique into your meditation. And another thing to remember is that your sense of smell is primordial. And so you're likely to remember things from your past the more you pay attention to your sense of smell. It can take you back to your grandmother's kitchen if you smell bread baking or an old flame if you come across a certain cologne or perfume fragrance. Sit and notice the fragrances around you. So take this technique, go and do it now, and do it on a regular basis. In fact, I challenge you to do this technique in areas where there's a lot going on, maybe at a farmer's market or the grocery store, where there are a lot of different scents. And then do this technique somewhere where you're pretty isolated and you're all alone. You'll be surprised at how many scents you're still able to pick up. You may not even know where some of these scents come from, but you can smell them. They're there. This really takes your meditations and your mindfulness practice to the next level. So go and do it now. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I share this same technique and every technique I share each day, you can join a subscription meditation membership site where every day you receive a brand new meditation and you can listen to it to the 15-minute mark or you can take it for a full half-hour guided meditation. And that is at my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, O-M, OM, just like what you may say if you meditate, sip and OM. And you also get access to over 1,000 meditations there, as well as a slowdown guide with all the week's techniques organized for you, as well as a journal so you could explore a topic in depth for each week's theme. You also get access to a private Facebook group of meditators just like you. So head over to, again, that's sipandom.com. You can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.